Everybody has a podcast.
Hope everybody's doing good on this Monday night. 4:22, 9:33 in the evening night. What up? Hope everybody had a good weekend. Hey, a little chilly out there. It was a bit chilly today.
Jay Wiggy, take out the trash!
Chilly today indeed. Nice day though overall. It got warm, then it got chilly again. Hopefully this is on its way out, Grant Mills. But it was a nice weekend, although we had some rain on the plane. We weren't in Spain, but we did hang out. Great weekend to see all the boys. We had LD representing, Mustard swung by, and even Duck flew in for a little bit. Elwin, old Mac. So, Big Mac. Good hangout crew this weekend.
Oh, yeah. What a nice time to hang out, and it was good. Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
See the boys come out and watch a little UFL, drink a little beers.
Celebrate some 420.
Yep.
Smoke it a little.
Didn't you take a 4-day weekend, right?
I took a 4-day weekend, yeah. Friday I was off. Didn't do too much. But today, I actually made the most of it. I got up early this morning, went down to Oak Mountain, did some fishing, did not catch a damn thing. It's just too nice of a day. I knew it was going to be, and man, I always like to do that when I have some PTO. And then I came back, worked on my shed a little bit. What else did I do? Went down to the park after that and ran. So had a full day, made the most of it. Not looking forward to going back tomorrow to the grind and things like that. But hey, you know what? It was a good weekend. Well worth it. Had a good solo day today. Good day with the boys on Saturday. Good food, good camaraderie. Chilled all day, all night. Loved it. Always love those times. And then we're about 1 month away from our annual guys trip. So man, it's this time of year, like I said, it's finally here. My favorite, maybe besides football season, but fuck, it's kind of half football season with UFL. So making the most of it, my friend.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah.
What'd you get into today? Did you go back to work today? Anything exciting happen?
Did anything exciting happen? No. Pretty much a regular day. It was all right. Nothing really. I have to go to Best Buy sometimes. There's nobody in there. I don't even know why the fuck we're in there. So I like walked around this outside fucking strip mall for a while. Went to like every store. Lowe's and Burlington Coat. It's not Burlington Coat Factory anymore. It's like fucking TJ Maxx or something.
Really?
It's just called Burlington, and there's a bunch of junk in there.
Yeah, if you go through all that junk, occasionally you can find something worth the shit, but not a lot. I've gone through there before. I did buy my luggage there recently because I did have some decent deals on some luggage, and I do that shit where I'll go in there and I'll scan it on Amazon and see what it costs there versus there, and then what the ratings are. Make sure it's a good deal. And luggage, it seemed to be. And then when I look at clothes, man, one time I looked at clothes and it was cheaper on Amazon than the damn Burlington. So, made a good point too, man.
Still up in there.
Yeah, it really is. The Best Buy, what happened to that place?
I don't know. It's dead. Well, I'll tell you what happened. When so the first time they were in trouble and that old fucker took over, he got it right. You know, he started focusing on Geek Squad and on the service side. And then stupid bitch took over and went the other way again, and now they're in trouble. And so,
yeah,
she went away from what he was doing, and I don't know.
That's whack. I went up there probably a month ago, and it was a ghost town. But there's still several employees in there bugging you. They always do that. They've done that even when the place was the cool place to be. But yeah, people in there bugging me. You know, asking me, do I need help? No, I don't. I can't even remember what I was looking for. But I know I didn't leave with anything. Expensive ass shit.
Yeah, there's just nobody ever in there. Like, I don't know how the fuck they're still got a bunch of stores up. So.
Yeah, I have a feeling they're on the outs pretty soon. I think that'll be the next big corporate takeover. Or maybe Amazon buys them out or something. I could see that happening.
Yeah, so she took it back over. Corey Berry, stupid bitch. So, yeah. And the guy before her is Hubert Jolie. And he actually got it right. He was, like, doing that shit right, got it going on, and then she took over and fucked it to hell again. So, dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, people always messing up a good thing.
Yeah, whatever. I don't care, man. I never liked Best Buy anyway. That place sucks. I never even liked it before I fucking had to go in there and do shit, man, because, I don't know, man. The fucking reps or whatever, they don't know shit. And I just never liked it.
No, I think back in the day it had an okay vibe to it because it was probably one of the few places you could get all electronic stuff and DVDs and some kind of cool technology that was cutting out. And they had the car audio part back in the day. I remember going up there when I first, mid-2000s, got my truck, trying to find a head unit, and they didn't have the one I wanted. But yeah, they used to. It's just another one of those things, man. Time will take its toll on all these companies as we become more of a digital market.
Yep, true that. I know what it was. I went in there for a TV a long time ago, and there were people there, but they didn't, Like, nobody would help me or shit. I was trying to get some help and shit. And, like, that motherfucker didn't know anything. They just didn't give a fuck. I was like, all right, yeah. I left and went to, like, H.H. Gregg or some shit.
God, they have 50 fuckers hanging around the damn store. You'd think one of them would know what the hell's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. But they don't. Because they stupid.
They dumb.
Real tramp shit.
Hello.
What up, Wiz?
What up, Wiz? How are you doing?
Pretty good. I'm ready for the show, yeah.
Well, good deal. I'm glad. How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's pretty good. We vibing, went to the beach and ate some stuff and had a good old time.
All right, cool.
Had an active weekend down there. Good job, Wiz.
I know, yeah. I'm a baby, so I move.
All right. Oh, baby, man. I can't wait till y'all break up.
That'll never happen, yeah. Me and baby gets older, yeah.
Huh.
Never say never.
Never say never, you know? Ain't that the fucking truth? Jeez. Jeez.
Gee whiz.
I did have sex with a girl this weekend, fellas.
Oh, man. You had a busy weekend then. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it was kind of busy. So she was so old, I told her to act her age and she died.
That's a good one. That
was all right.
Yeah, I thought it was.
Wiz is a tough critic.
He is a tough bastard.
I'm on.
Oh, man. So, long weekend for the boys. I actually called in Friday because it was overcast, and I didn't feel like going in. We had a fucking conference call. It was like a kickoff call. I hate those goofy-ass things. I was like,
Everybody on that call have to act peppy and excited.
No, you don't talk on those calls. It's a national call, so it's like cool. Field manager's just on there. I don't know. It's just a fucking stupid. I don't like it. It's a waste of time. And our field manager is an idiot. So the national field manager, the last one, he was all right. He just, I don't know. He is just, I don't know. He was average. He was a good dude. I liked him a lot, but like he's not the executive type. He couldn't ever make an executive decision. I don't think he really liked the job. Which I mean, a lot of people don't like their job, but I mean, he really was just there, but. So, but this dude, man, he's a fucking idiot. So,
good summary.
Pretty much, man. Dumbass bastard. But whatever, man. I don't listen to him. I kind of do my own thing.
That's the way to do it. I've always said that. Best advice if you're out there and going into the corporate world, because let's be honest, most of you are. It's very few of us that get our dream job. Man, fly under the radar. Do your shit. Take your off time. Do good enough to stay with your company, but if you just do more, they're not going to reward you. Most companies are not going to. I shouldn't say they're not. There's some companies out there that are probably decent. Most are not going to reward you. They're just going to give you more work. But if you do shitty, obviously you're the low man on the totem pole. You don't want that either. Just go do your job. Call it a day when your day's over. Man, those people that be working on time. Now, there's days I have to just to make it easier on myself, but I also try to do it. You know, if I'm going to work a day and put in 10, sometimes even 12 hours, man, I know Friday, you know, 4 hours in, I'm pretty much checking out. So, you know, banking it in good faith, I guess.
Yeah, also don't be an idiot and complain or argue or any of that shit, you know, because I think when you're younger, you kind of like think you know everything and argue about shit with your boss. I don't care. I don't say shit. If it's something I don't like, I don't say anything. I'm like, whatever, man.
Yeah, I just want to ride.
Whatever, yeah. I just kind of chill and then just, you know.
I don't care.
I don't want to make a scene. Yeah, I ain't starting no shit.
No, I'm starting no shit. It won't be no shit, yeah.
And, you know, it's just not worth it. It's whatever.
I'm there for the paycheck, man. I mean, that's really what it is. And you know what? In exchange for that paycheck, I'm going to do what they asked me to do. That's literally my feelings on it. I'm not going to do more, not going to do less. I'll be a good employee, not a great one, not a shitty one.
Yeah. I love what I do, but I mean, you know, when buyouts happen and they start making stupid ass rules and shit, I'm like, all right, I just find a way to go around that shit. Like, I don't try to argue about it. No. Oh, I just no try reason to find a sneaky way to go around it. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, find a way to motherfucking, I'll do it or whatever if I have to, but I'm not gonna really fight it so much, man, because it's not, like I said, it ain't worth it, man. We're out here in the field, so like, it's harder to keep, you know, keep up.
You should get Big Mustard to come work with you.
That'd be cool. He probably wouldn't like that, though. He likes being tinkering with the cars and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't think he'd get that. My mom makes me laugh seeing him hustling out there.
Oh, man. Well, you are ready to go back to work tomorrow.
Yeah, not really. Nah, man, it's, I think that, yeah, it's been back at home full time for the past couple of months. I know we talked about that this weekend. Some people like it, some don't. We talked about, you know, the benefits of it and the disadvantages. There's both, man. For me, it works, but it is tough on days like, you know, this when it's so pretty outside. I love being outside, getting out in the weather and shit like that. I used to like that with traveling. You could stop, get some sunshine in your face. So, yeah, being, you know, holed up in your house kind of sucks sometimes. But you know what? I'll be back. I like having at least something to look forward to. And now we had a great weekend. Now we're, you know, 4 weeks away, a little over 4 weeks away from our next adventure. So that's, you know, that's what I'm ready to chip away at, my friend.
That's what's up. That'll be fun, man. Getting back on the grind. Looks like round one of the NFL draft begins this fucking Thursday.
Huh. Yeah. We've bitched about the Thursday draft long enough. I don't know why it starts then. It'd be cool if it started like Friday or Saturday night. But we've got Baller or Buster coming up. Who's number one pick? Is it going to be Caleb Williams?
I think so.
Yeah. I think he's going to be a bust.
He's a bust.
Yeah. Sneak preview. He's a bust.
He just seems like he thinks he's going to be like the shit in the NFL. Like, look, buddy. If the NFL didn't have you, it wouldn't matter. So, yeah. You know, you think you're going to be all great and shit and all that? Super doubtful.
Yeah, you can't come in acting like a diva if you haven't earned the right to be a diva. I'm not saying I like that behavior, but if you put up stats and you earn your big paychecks and you make the big plays, hey, man, you act how you want. You know, like your shit don't stink because you can kind of get away with it at that point. But you haven't done shit. I mean, didn't... Yeah, made great plays, Heisman at USC, but, I mean, did they do shit as a team, though? Not really.
The Pac-12.
Yeah, that's not... I don't consider that doing shit, so, you know, anything they've done. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't... I will go ahead. That's my sneak peek. Number one, Caleb Williams. That's going to be the first off the board, and that's also going to be your first bust.
He's a buster, y'all.
That's right, Wiz.
He is indeed. That is right, Wiz. He is a buster. Got you a cold drink?
I'm not drinking anything except water. What about you?
You know what? Water tonight. I drink a lot Saturday. Those beers started going down too easy towards the end of the night, man. Too easy.
Yeah, I don't even know how many I had. Well, I don't think it was too many.
I couldn't remember. I had I was good on not taking too many shots. I only had two the whole day. We had an early one to kick the day off. That's cool. I always like doing that. And then I had a one with LD later at the night. Beers, God, I think I at least got – I had to hit 12. I think it's – maybe.
Nice.
I know I killed two that already had – six that I had in a six pack, so that was eight. And I know I got on some of those Miller Lights, so I think, I mean, throughout the day, when we started cracking those, what, 2:30, 3, we were chilling until 12, so I mean, not too bad.
How's the wife's trip?
Good. She's happy to be back, it looks like. So, very good weather down there in 30A. which I wouldn't mind a beach trip myself at some point. I don't see that happening anytime soon. But yeah, back in town, back to having some normalcy for the Dwiggy household.
Nice.
I know I started having those drinks and started talking about everybody going on the surf fishing trip. I don't see that happening with a lot of our crew, although Big Mustard seemed interested.
Hey, he's always interested.
He likes some fishing now.
I need to get into fishing, man. It's something I never did.
Now, you years ago, you may not remember, but I do. You joked about getting that pocket fisherman and putting it in your car.
Yeah.
Was that a legitimate plan, or is that...
Damn, I forgot all about that.
Yeah. You remember it now? Is it one of those memories that's coming back up?
Yeah, pocket fisherman. I still make that?
Yeah.
I'm curious. Pocket fisherman. Hell yeah. That's pretty good. They're about fucking... Yeah.
Was that
bucks.
One of those memories that went to the sideline and I brought it back up and now you're like, oh,
I don't know what the fuck happened to that? Damn. I need to holler at one. I got them on Amazon for like 35.
Yeah.
Always ready for a fish to strike.
Put it in the car.
I do that when I go out to like fucking what you call it.
Yeah.
And just go out there.
Yeah, man, I like it. I enjoy fishing. Like I said, I went today and had a good time. It's one of those things, and I talked to another friend about that today. I actually ran into our friend, old Blockhead, and hadn't seen him in a minute. Ran to him down at the trail. He was actually running when I was about to leave. But talked to him, told him I'd gone fishing and you know, things like that. And we were joking that we both like to do a lot of things. Like I like to run, I like jujitsu, I like to lift weights, I like to fish, travel. But man, I don't really have that one singular passion that I just do above anything else. And I kind of wish I did. I just don't, man. There's a lot of people I think like that, and I don't know about you, but that's how I am. I like to do a little bit of everything, but I'm not committed. Are obsessed with one thing. Like, our friend Mustard, man, he likes the Honda cars. Loves them. I would say, and you would probably agree, that's his passion for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, I don't know if, I know I don't have something like that. I wish I did.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Fishing would be cool to get into. But see, it's one of those things, too. It's not like you can, I guess, like with a Honda car, you could have it in your garage and, tinker with it all the time if you wanted to, or flip them, however you want to do it. With the fishing, it's a little hard unless you live on a body of water, I guess.
Yeah. That would be cool. Then you could just go out and
yeah,
if you had a houseboat. Yeah,
that might be all right. I like drumming a lot, but I can't go and do that anywhere.
I think it'd be hard where you're at right now. Didn't you used to have the little set that it made the, what was it called? It had headphones and stuff to it or some shit.
Yeah, it was electronic, but I still couldn't use it here because people would still hear me and shit.
Yeah, I can see people
rattle. It would shake shit.
Not getting down on that shit.
So I had to get rid of it.
Yeah,
But
yeah, there's a lot of things that I like to do. Yeah. Fishing though, man, I think it's fun for everybody to get into, rent a boat, go out, especially if you go somewhere like the Gulf and you can catch it and eat it. I mean, you could do that here locally, but I prefer the Gulf fish.
Hell yeah, buzz. Pocket fish. I'm going to have to get me one of them. Always ready for fish to strike. Collapsible and compact, hidden mini tackle box. A true fishing experience. So, yeah, not too bad. If any of you fishermen out there want something for on the go, the ratings ain't bad. Actually, it's 4.4 stars.
Shit, that's pretty good.
Yeah. So there you go, motherfuckers.
The Ronco Pocket Fisherman. Handheld folding rod and reel comes preloaded with fishing line and includes a hook, swivel, weight, bobber, practice casting plug, and one bonus lure.
There you go.
Ronco, man. Ron Popeil. That motherfucker made a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. Isn't he dead?
I think he is now. He was pretty old in those infomercials in the 90s. I used to actually stay up late and watch those. I enjoyed the hell out of them.
Hell, yeah. Ronco. He had like the cooking, all the cooking stuff.
Yeah, he did. He had that food dehydrator and shit.
Oh yeah, that was like the main thing.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And spray oh, hair in Ronco. A can.
Oh God.
Man, the '90s. I can't go down the path tonight. I can't bring up nostalgia, but if you ever want to watch infomercials of Ronco and Ron Popeil, they are on YouTube because I've seen them before, so check them out.
Check
it out. He didn't have one for the Pocket Fisherman, though. I think it was just a commercial, though, right?
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I lose my shit if Ronco out there on a boat pulling out the Pocket Fisherman. He knows that shit bogus.
Old Ronnie. Ronnie D. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we got some news. A little bit of the strange. A little bit of the irregular, and a little bit of video game playing. Matt Ryan! Where you at, Matt Ryan? Looks like Matt Ryan has retired. I thought he retired already.
I did too.
But, looks like he signed a one-day contract with the Falcons to come back and retire a Falcon. Quote, it was one hell of a ride, Ryan said. I'm excited to see what's next this chapter of life and see where it takes us. But today it's exciting for me because you never have control of this profession where you're going to start, and I could have not been luckier. I started here in Atlanta and it went for 14 years, and now I can bookend it and retire as a Falcon today. So he was at Boston College where he came out of. And the number 3 overall draft pick in 2008, ATL. Then he ended up going to the Colts for a little while, I think. And is that it? I need to bring up the thingamadoob on him, but oh yeah, the Colts. And, I think that's it. Anyway, man, them motherfuckers had a Super Bowl one year in the fucking bag, and I'll be goddamned if fucking Kyle Shanahan fucked that up with his bogus ass play calling, stupid bitch. Y'all would have had that because they were leading by like fucking 28, I think, at one point.
I remember we were at the old spot. Watch that. You remember?
I remember I was somewhere. I can't remember.
Yeah, it was PS back in the day.
Oh, okay. Son of a B. Hell yeah. So he only went to the Colts and then back to ATL. ATL. Unfortunately, man, they really didn't even do everything. They didn't do that much except for that fucking one year they went to the Super Bowl. I mean, they were good, and the NFL is the NFL, but I never thought Matt Ryan was like fucking exceptional or anything.
No.
Serviceable quarterback. And like I said, he made it to the Super Bowl one year. Now, if he would have got that ring, well, I feel like that's more on Kyle Shanahan and Matt Ryan. And, but hey, congrats to old Matty Ice. Had a cool nickname.
Yeah. Matty Ice. 38 years old, too. He looks in his late 40s.
He does have a weird face.
Yeah,
he looks. Yeah, he's just got an old-looking face.
Yeah, he looks like a banker from the 1950s.
Yeah.
Very honest and, I don't know, our military structure look to him. But, yeah, I couldn't believe it. I thought he was older than that for some reason. I thought he had been in it. I thought he's already hit the 40s, but you know, best wishes to the next chapter of your life. You've got plenty left, so I wish I had that kind of money to retire at this age as well. Thank you.
There you go. So, it's going to be all right, I think.
He's going to make
He'll probably take a broadcaster job or something if he gets bored. I don't know. Those guys, I don't know, man. It might be cool to have a lot of money and retire, but to do something at some point, I think, you know?
Yeah, good conversation we had about that. You got to do something. You can't just sit there on your ass.
Yeah, either. Shit gets boring after a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
If you had a lot of money, you could probably fucking, you know, make it cool at least for a little while, but at some point, you gotta have some kind of purpose, I think.
Yeah, have a year or two or five or however long you want to take and enjoy it. Realize you don't have to work again, but, you know, you're going to need something to do and some kind of goals. So start a business. He might have a car dealership like Saban, or maybe he'll do broadcasting like Saban also. Man, Saban wears every hat he can.
Oh, Saban.
But, yeah, good luck, Maddie.
Did you ever use Axe body spray back in the day?
Yeah, they had some good ones that smelled pretty decent back in the day. Did you?
Not for long.
Man, please tell me the story doesn't say it causes like tumors in your head or anything.
Now, British farmers using Axe body spray to keep rams from fighting.
Huh.
This one by Ben Hooper. And it looks like there's a thing on YouTube on it. A British sheep farmer said she sprang off, found a surprising solution for curbing the aggression of her rams. Axe body spray. Sam Bryce, who raises sheep on the Norfolk Suffolk border in England, said it was other farmers on the Facebook group Ladies Who Lamb who told her the Africa variety of the body spray known as Lynx in Britain and other countries where the Axe trademark was not available masks the hormones that cause rams to become aggressive to towards one another. Bryce told the Wall Street Journal she started using the heavily perfumed body spray on the animals. Quote, there's no argy-bargy, no rowing, end quote. She said, using body spray to calm rams is a growing practice. There are several of us doing it right now across the country. I think even the world now, Bryce told ITV News. Some fellow sheep farmers said the body spray is good for more than just keeping rams calm. Suffolk shepherdess Caitlin Jenkins said she uses the same variety to convince mother sheep to adopt abandoned lambs. She said identify their babies by smell and using the body spray confuses them into thinking the lambs belong to them. Quote, I always go for Lynx Africa because it has a very distinctive, strong smell, she said. Mm. The ones that don't smell as strong have a less chance of working, end quote. So that's interesting. If you want to check this out on YouTube and News Hub, it looks like it's got a some video of
how do you find this out that this works?
Yeah, man, I don't know. That's what I was thinking. Who is going through this fucking down this experimentation?
Yeah, man. Maybe happening. One of the like farmhands come over one day wearing the shit, and they just saw a reaction from the livestock or whatever happened. I mean, it's got to be something organic, man. You just don't seem like you go out there and just start spraying shit, right?
Yeah, I think that might be odd. I am curious as to how that began.
Yeah, I am too. But hey, you know, if it works, it works.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, if it works, it works. Ba-da-boom.
Life hack for you out there, you sheep farmers.
There you go. Can learn something on the show.
Yeah.
What else is going on out there? Well, man, you got some Swifties in your household?
Ah, no, unfortunately. My oldest daughter, yeah.
Seems like Taylor Swift name drops GTA on latest album.
Oh, well.
Some of Moises Tavares. In case you've been living under a wild rock for the past 12 hours or so, pop superstar Taylor Swift unleashed a double album on the world. And, all right. But it looks like after releasing the first half of the Tortured Poets Department at midnight last night. Was it last night? I don't know.
Maybe it was Thursday night.
Thursday night. Okay, so I'm reading this late. Miss Swift chose to drop another set of songs 2 hours later, revealing it to be a double album that spans 2 hours and a lot of feelings. Oh. Among the new tracks, one was called, quote, So High School, which seems to run down the emotional high of Swift's latest romantic relationship with Travis Kelce. The world has no doubt heard enough of these two dumbasses as their relationship dominated entire news cycles and even the goddamn Super Bowl. But Swift really hasn't had a chance to say her piece outside of a lyric change during her still ongoing Eras tour. I'm trying to say, where is this fucking, okay.
Yeah, where you got
nothing about fucking GTA yet. All right. So, well, she's finally opened up about it, and true to the confessional nature of her lyrics, has said maybe a little too much. The song, which likens their relationship to that of a high school odd couple, brings attention to the dynamic in a bridge that reads as follows. Truth dare spin bottles. You know how to ball. I know Aristotle. Brand new full throttle. Touch me while you're... Huh? Touch me while your bros play Grand Theft Auto. It's true, swear, Scout's Honor, you knew what you wanted, and boy, you got her. Brand new full throttle, you already know, babe. Truly lyrical genius there. Yeah. The internet has some thoughts about these lines, and the range is outstanding. Some love the throwaway reference to Kelce playing GTA, which checks out considering he's made no secret of being a real guy's guy who plays hit games like Call of Duty. And, some have expressed their disdain for it, calling the delivery of the line tactless and crass. Others are reeling from the revelation that Taylor Swift gets down with an adult man who plays GTA. To which I say, who gives a shit? I mean, the realest of the bunch are mind blown by the fact she rhymed Aristotle.
Grand
Theft Auto. Yeah, I guess she did. That doesn't, I don't know. That's maybe a little bit.
I mean, that's not Eminem worthy rhyming there. I mean, it's, and also too, like, these media types that write this kind of shit and they think that, you know, makes you a guy's guy playing video games in a man's man. I don't have any dog in the fight. I don't care for Kelce. I don't dislike him. I mean, his popularity just soared because of his brother's podcast or their podcast, whatever it may have been, and obviously the Swift shit. But I think people are tired of media pushing this shit. Nobody cares. A lot of people care, obviously, but you know, guys don't care. Real men's men don't give a shit.
No, I think it's a genius move. I'm not much of a conspiracy theorist, but I think somebody dreamt this up in a marketing war room.
I think so too. I think it happened. I think he dropped her name on the podcast that they did, but I'm sure people close to her told her, obviously. I don't think she's out there listening to New Heights, or he went to some concert or something. It got back to her, but they were probably pressuring her because they knew this was going to be huge. I mean, you get two of the, you know, big stars, you know, especially in their profession and what they do, collide those worlds. I mean, you're both industries and marketing campaigns extremely benefit, right? You get crossover. So, yeah.
All right, yeah, because no Swifties are into the NFL until...
Oh, no. My daughter was watching the Super Bowl with her friends, and she never cares about football, but she's watching it because of Swift and Kelce. So... it's smart. I agree with you. I think there's definitely a lot of input from marketing organizations, and I think it's a short-term relationship. I think once that fizzles out in the next couple of years, they will fizzle out as well.
There you go. Fizzle on out. I'm tired of that shit. But I'm tired of it, but I'm not, you know, I'm not going to make a fuss. Like, I'm not like, oh, we're here.
Yeah, that's like, just as bad, too. I mean, it's... Yeah,
it's just, who cares?
Yeah, that's almost... worse when people are like, oh god, I'm so tired of hearing it. Well, I mean, if you really don't want to, you don't have to pay attention. I mean, yeah, you'll see it, but I mean, wouldn't you just close the browser or change the channel?
Yeah, I mean, they'll do some side, probably like some little in-game stuff about it, but, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. They're trying to get more of that market share. So
it's all about money. Right.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You're a marketing guy.
Yeah, I mean, shit like this is like, the NFL already fucking makes tons of money. I mean, that's kind of like, where do you go from here? And then, you know, this thing kind of like blew it off. I mean, it took the top off a little bit into like a new fucking...
new heights.
Yeah. Oh, that's good, man. Okay. Look at you.
Yeah, hey, I got
the on top of it.
I know some shit every now and then. on top of my wit.
There you go, my friend. Have you been playing? Have you been doing any gaming lately, man? Or are you pretty just chilling?
I've been playing some Show 22 baseball just because it's baseball season. I tend to get into it. It's a good one. I like the show. I need to upgrade probably sooner than later. But yeah, next move, as we've talked about before, is going to be probably PlayStation 5 to get NCAA. It looks like the drop date has stayed the same. I think they're looking at a July. Is what they've said. So yeah, I'm there. What about you? Hey, some
July this year, right? Or is it 2025 next
July
year?
July this year. So we're looking at, you know, 2-3 months here now.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Anything on the Switch this weekend? Any games you've been creeping on?
I got one coming up in the review, but besides that, not really. There's one game I tried to download, or a couple of them, but like I don't even know what to do. So like I just stopped playing them. One of them was Signalis or something. Signalis, I don't know. Tried to fucking get into that, dude. I don't know what the hell I was doing. I couldn't even get off the first motherfucking stage, dude. It's just like I don't know, man. I might go back to that, but I was like, this sucks.
Signalis.
Yeah, that shit bogus. And I wish I could. I need to go ahead and get that other thing for the shooting game. They also have a thing with this retro shooter. They came out with a machine gun one. But I'm not sure how many games you can play that have that fucking machine gun. I don't think it's that many have a machine gun fucking function. Maybe a few, but...
Yeah, I want some retro shooting reviews.
It looks decent. I've had it just sitting here, so I have to get a different fucking power supply for it because, like I said earlier, on an earlier episode, they gave me some... a different power supply than the ones that, but I didn't even include it. I gotta put in a whole different thing, so.
Meh.
What else is going on, man? Is anybody in your family, maybe like ballerina dancing?
Ballerinas are dancing. Not really. I can't think of anybody.
I got dated a couple of girls that were into like dance back in the day or something like they used to do. Like all girls.
Yeah, my daughter's done it. I think she stopped. This is her last year, but she only goes like once a week and she's not really into it, I wouldn't say. I think it's kind of like supplements her cheer, if that makes sense. But I'm excited to see where this question goes.
Well, you know, we love world records here at the show. So, this one. Also by Ben Hooper, 353 ballerinas stay on their toes to break the world record in New York City. New York's famous Plaza Hotel hosted a Guinness World Breaking event featuring 353 ballerinas in point at the same time. The nonprofit Youth America Grand Prix, which organizes competitions for young dancers, celebrated its 25th anniversary by getting the white tutu clad ballerinas at the hotel and having them all go on point, the ballet term for dancing on the toes, for a full minute. The attempt Wednesday took the record for most ballet dancers on point simultaneously from a 2019 event that featured 309 dancers, including talk show host Kelly Ripa. I used to think she was hot, man. I don't think she's annoying now.
Yeah, I did too.
Her and her stupid husband on that damn show. It sucks. Fucking Regis was way better, but I never really watched that shit anyway, so I don't
That's the classic Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day.
Yeah, old Kathy Lee, man. She was funny.
Yeah, she was a pistol.
So the big why of why we're doing it, quote, is to let the world know that dance is a healing force, end quote. Sergey Gordiev, director of external affairs at YAGP, told Gothamist, dance is a power that brings us connection at a time when we're so disconnected. Well, all right then. I don't know who this is. They didn't say nothing about like raising money for anybody on this one, so.
They just stood there on their toes. That's hard to do, though. Have you seen like dancers' toes or pick pictures of them after they've done ballet for years? Look that up. Yeah, it's tough on their feet.
Man, they all dusted and disgusted.
Yes.
Bitches can't be trusted. You know the rules.
Man, you got to write for Taylor Swift.
I know, right? That was actually a line of an old E-40 song, to be exact.
That was good.
Star Wars. You like Star Wars, right?
Not really. Do you?
Nah.
I could never get into it. And I tried. I've got some friends that are like really into it. And man, I've really tried to watch it and give it a chance. I just can't get into it.
Yeah, it's kind of super nerdy, but whatever. And you know, and the
I don't make fun of the shit. It's like getting into hobbies we talked about earlier. If people are into it, they're into it. I've tried to watch it just to have that to talk about when people bring it up. Man, I turn it off like 20 minutes in.
Well, this one might be just for you, my friend. Star Wars novice sought to watch 9 films for $1,000. This one by Ben Hooper. A financial advice website is seeking someone who has never seen a single Star Wars movie to watch every film in the Skywalker saga and make $1,000 in that process. Finance Buzz announced it's celebrating the upcoming Star Wars Day, a.k.a. May the 4th, by paying someone $1,000 to watch all 9 of the Skywalker saga films. Quote, we're looking for someone who's brand new to the franchise, a first-timer to the Force, a true young Jedi, to rate and evaluate the saga from an outsider's perspective, end quote, the posting states. Quote, we'll use our Wookiee rookies.
They're already making me not want to do this shit.
We'll use our Wookiee rookies analysis for an upcoming story on the franchise, end quote. The website said the chosen candidate will watch each episode in release order. Quote, starting in chronological order by release date, you'll make your way from episode 4, A New Hope, all the way to episode, I believe that's, is that 9? Yeah, I think it's episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker. Yeah. And if you're wondering why we didn't start with episode 1, you're probably the right person for the job, Finance Buzz said. The Star Wars side hustle pays $1,000 plus $100 towards the cost of streaming the films and going to see episode 1, The Phantom Menace, in theaters for its upcoming 25th anniversary re-release. Applications are being accepted on the website through the end of May the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
Bada-bing!
The nerdy terminology they use made me not want to do it, but I may put in I'll put in my application to do that because I could use $1,000.
You can do it.
I had a buddy that told me there you can't. He explained that one time because I told him, who's a big Star Wars nerd, that I wanted to try to watch it because he talked about it with other friends and they were all into it. And he's like, well, you can't watch the first one that was released. You need to watch the one in chronological order. And this one came out in like 93. Then you watch the one from 88, then the one from 76. And I'm like, oh God, this already sounds like a bad idea.
So have you seen any of them?
Yeah, I have. When I was younger, I know I've watched it, but anything, the stories and all that bullshit, I don't know much about it. I mean, I couldn't tell you shit. I mean, I know the names and what, but they talk about the planets they're from and all this bullshit. I'm like, okay, man, I don't know that shit. What about you? Do you get down on it?
I've seen a couple of them, but I don't know. I'm not like, oh God, I gotta go see everyone. A new one's coming out. I gotta go see it and camp out in front of a fucking theater.
Not doing that kind of bullshit.
Yeah. I don't think so, my homie.
Yeah. Yeah, it hasn't. Like I said, I've tried it. When people say try something like a food and see how you like it, I've tried Star Wars. I've tried watching lots of them. I can't do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit too nerdy for me.
I may try one more time. Maybe we'll do a segment at some point. Jay,
you ought to do a review and I check out the check it out.
All right. You know what? I'm going to look into that. After the show, let's get that link up. I'm going to apply, even if I don't get it, which I'm likely not, because I'm sure there's, well, fuck, maybe there's not a lot of people that haven't watched it. I'll apply. We'll see how that goes. If they don't, I will make a commitment to watch at least the first three. I can't promise 9, but I can. And then I will review those 3, and I'll try to understand them.
Well, may the force be with you, my friend.
Thank you, sir.
We got another one here. Now, you ever play chess? You know how to play chess?
I know a little bit. I know the basics. I'm not good at it, but I think I know mostly how they move and shit.
So I know how to play chess. And, you know, I've been thinking about getting one of those fucking chess sets that, like, you can, that, like, play, you know, by yourself with someone on a online.
That'd be cool as fuck. I can see you being good at chess.
Yeah, I really like it. I just don't ever play it. I was thinking about getting back into it. But right now, on the news, we have a story of the Nigerian chess champ plays for 60 consecutive hours. This one also by Ben Hooper. That's a lot.
That's a ton.
The Nigerian chess master aiming to break the Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon successfully played the game for 60 consecutive hours. Tunde Onakawa played 60 hours of chess against the U.S. chess champion Sean Martinez at a table set up in New York's Times Square and ended up the victor of every game.
Damn. Jeez,
that's fucking crazy time. The current Guinness World Record for the longest chess marathon stands at 56 hours and 9 minutes. And the record-keeping organization must now review the evidence from the 60-hour attempt to determine if it... I think of, like, this guy down in a fucking basement. I had to watch 60 hours of fucking chess to, like, determine if it's real or not. must now review evidence from the 60-hour attempt to determine if it will take the title. The record attempt aimed to raise $1 million for chess in slums Africa. Chess in Slums Africa, a charity Onakawa co-founded to promote education in low-income areas across the continent. Oh, okay, there you go. Onakawa revealed on his social media that he celebrated the end of his attempt with a jollof of rice, his first meal in nearly 4 days. Quote, I had some food poisoning during the marathon, so I couldn't eat anything at all. Just water, end quote. He wrote, man, if you have food poisoning, you'd be shitting and throwing up. I don't know, man. Sounds pretty rough.
He grinding.
Whew. Man.
He putting in work.
There's a video of it if you want to watch that shit. Now,
all 60 hours?
I don't think so. No. But I think there's like coverage of it there on the YouTube. So you can kind of check that out if you guys are into chess. But we had a little place down here that was doing chess nights on Wednesday. I want to see if they still are doing that shit.
I want to know more about the board, the interactive computer board you were talking about. So you can play.
Oh, yeah. There's a few of them out there. It's like a big board, right? Okay. But then I think some of them you can get online and play people, and then you can play the computer. And I was like, I need to get that because, like, I'm just sitting around. I need to get my brain, like, you know, get the juices going or something.
Doing some shit. Yeah, no, I think that would actually be really cool to do that. I remember back in the day seeing it on TV. I've never heard anybody doing it in real life. People playing the chess by mail. Do you remember people talking about that?
I've heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah. I wonder if, that seems like that's still a thing.
That's kind of cool. I need to get back into it. I think that's a good hobby to have, you know?
I think that'd be a good hobby to have. Chess is fun. You can, see, it's something you can do. You can do it online. You can have that interactive board. You can, go down to the club that you're talking about and do it. So that's something that's pretty versatile.
Right.
Interactive board, online, go down somewhere. If you're really old school, play by mail still if anyone mails letters. So, yeah, I think that's pretty fun.
Me too. Oh, hey.
It still doesn't let you give up the pocket fisherman, though. You're still going to get that.
Hell yeah, I'll get both of them. I'll get the pocket fisherman and the fucking, I don't even know the name of that, but whatever. Online chessboard, interactive chessboard. I'm going to fucking get that shit, man. So that'd be cool, and I'll tell you all about it if it's worth it or not. How about that?
Yeah,
I want to see it. Can't be out of clue.
How about it?
Let's go ahead and we can take a break right now, folks. Go ahead and get some alcohol or water. Jay Wiggy, take a shot.
I need one.
Yeah, there you go. Wiz Kriggy, take a shot.
You know I'm going to do that shit.
And we'll be back with you guys in a few moments.
Everybody Has a podcast, brought to you by Roger Airy.
You a shot, Jay Wood?
Ah, drink some water.
Got a shot of H2O, baby.
Yeah, still recovering, but it was well worth it.
Hell yeah. Oh, cool tidbit of info. Episode 137 of Everybody Has a Podcast has been selected by the staff over there at the New York City Podcast Network as a staff favorite. And so it'll be featured on the staff favorites page.
Sweet.
Yeah, we've had a couple other episodes do that. And so cool beans, man.
Yeah, we put out good work here. We like to put it out for you guys. So always proud when that work, hard work pays off.
Yes. Yes. So I don't know if anybody's on the World Podcast Network, but check it out. They got a lot of cool podcasts on it, and you can see some shit and listen to some cool podcasts on there. So yeah. What y'all have for dinner tonight there, Jay Wig?
I was finishing up the chicken we had Saturday. I got a lot of it, I guess, and I still had, there was one wing left. That's why I texted.
Fried chicken cheek.
Fried chicken, and then I made some potatoes in the air fryer, a little bit of fruit, and then I had a square of dark chocolate for dessert. What'd you have for dinner?
I actually went to, I haven't had second dinner yet. I know it's kind of late, but I'll probably grill up some, dice up some stir fry meat and maybe put them in a tortilla or noodles. I don't know yet. Got to do something for dinner. Dinner number one, I went to, what's that fucking place? Okay, so you know the Walmart over there on 150?
Yeah, exactly where it's at.
Yeah, you remember where Pablo's? You remember that place Pablo's back in the day?
Do I? Yeah, one of the first girls around at Club Chaos worked there.
Dude, hoes love that spot, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, they got a new place up there called fucking El Tejano, I think. I might be getting that wrong, but it's pretty good, man. Like, so I went in there and just got some, like, you know, white people tacos, like not the street ones, but like the ones that, that white people like with the hard shell and just beef tacos and, you know, side of rice. And
that's some Jay Wiggy tacos.
They were fucking good though, man. Cause lately, dude, I'm gonna be honest with you. The last time I was at Casa Fiesta over there in T-ville, not good.
No,
the shit wasn't really that impressive at all. I was like, man, it seems like it used to be better. So I don't know what's going on. What, no flavor with the tacos, and everything was just bland. So I'm not coming back here, man.
That place is hit and miss. I've had good food there.
Yeah, I feel like I've had good food there too, but these last couple times, man, just.
Yeah, last time I went, it was not very good.
I don't know what's going on back there.
Bullshit.
But this place. Yeah, man. This place is pretty good, man. Flavorful. Yeah, good tacos there, man. So check it out if you're ever in the area. Cool place. And it used to be Pablo's back in the day. So holla. I think it ain't been there this long this time, though. So I guess it's gone. That retail spot has gone through a couple of different places. So
Pablo's.
Yeah, fucking Pablo's, dude.
Sure, that was a whisk.
Oh, man, I went there with a bunch of people, dude. I get the steak quesadilla back in the day.
Yeah.
That's what they had, the real thick quesadillas, man. Stuff them motherfuckers up with a bunch of meat. That's good.
Yeah, one of the first, like I said, girls I met worked there and went down there and met her.
Yeah, I know a lot of girls that just love that place.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Several dates there, so, man, cool Pablo's. Place. Pablo's. I'd open up a bar named Pablo's or something.
Yeah, I can see Pablo's Cantina.
Pablo's Cantina and Restaurante.
Get down on it.
No. I lost my ass. I lost everything.
Oh, shit.
Fuck that.
I lost my ass.
I'm good on that. But no, yeah, man, I was impressed. I was like, I might as well go here and see what's up. I'm going to hang out here an hour and a half and not do anything for an hour. So I just walk around and then check out this motherfucker down here and see what's up. And I was impressed. Yeah, I was impressed. Let's check out El Tejano. Tejano, I think it's El Tejano. It's good. It's tasty. So we got a vintage gaming review coming up. And yeah. So here it is.
Oh.
yo! I have to admit, I'm a little bit last minute on this review as I was trying to find something to review that didn't just suck. Because there's a couple of games in there, the Signalis and this other game, I forgot even the name of it, man, but it sucked too because I couldn't figure out what the fuck to do in this game. It's just, you're there and it's like, you gotta figure out all this shit. I'm like, man, I don't have time for this. I just want to get to it. Signalis. Get through the action, man. But this week I got one for you. 64th Street, a detective story. So this game was released back in 1991 via Gel & Co. And it's a beat-em-up arcade game. Pretty much the same thing as Final Fight. Pretty much. The story starts out in a typical Double Dragon Final Fight style setting at 64th Street with two protagonists, Rick Anderson, a calm and intelligent 35-year-old professional, private detective, and manager of the detective agency, and Alan Toombs, a 19-year-old reformed delinquent trained by Rick, who is short-tempered and violent when angry. At the start of the plot, an evil corporation known as the Legacy Organization kidnapped the daughter of a mid-aged rich man and left him a letter explaining why they kidnapped her. Late one night, before Rick and Alan was about to close their office, the middle-aged rich man rushed inside the office while being exhausted. He asked for help saving his daughter and gave the letter to Rick and Alan. The next day, Alan notices an advertisement in the classifieds with similar sentence structure to the letter left by the kidnappers. Alan couldn't understand it so easily until Rick told him to look cautiously at both the letter and the ad. They soon realized that the writing was actually a secret code only understood by certain crime lords. So Rick and Alan struggled toward the main base of the Legacy Organization to find the truth and save the kidnapped daughter. The setting takes place on a steampunk feel as it goes along, coming to a head in a battle inside of a blimp. Players 1 and 2 start with two selectable protagonists, Rick and Alan. Each private detective uses different fighting styles. Attempt to solve cases by beating up each criminal they encounter. Many special items can be found by throwing enemies into the background and breaking things. Typical of this popular genre in the 1990s in the arcades. Along the way, they are harangued by all manner of thugs and toughs whose costumes range from 1980s hip hop wear to stereotypical pirates. The bosses are tough by way of strange special attacks. 64th Street spawned a series of beat 'em ups for the Nintendo Super Famicom titled Rushing Beat. The game's two protagonists later made a cameo appearance on another Gel & Co. game, Chimera Beast. You can download this one on the Nintendo Switch for like $8. It's pretty much just like Final Fight, man.
Looks like
different,
it.
Different look, like the characters are different and that kind of thing. But the whole format is pretty much the same. I'm going to give this one a 2.5 as it's fun, but it's not anything different. So yeah, check it out if you like that kind of game. But there's no really surprises here, but it's not a bad game.
Rick and Alan.
Mindless action.
That's fun stuff. That was a good style of game. I looked at this and I thought I remembered it, but I'm totally remembering Final Fight.
Yeah, it looks just like Final Fight. That was
exactly.
Final Fight was you had the ninja dude, the street guy, and then the like other like big fucking, I don't know what he was.
Big muscular motherfucker.
Yeah, with those weird pants with the strap on them.
Yeah. Suspenders?
No, it was like a, I'm going to see if I can picture this dude. It was like a one strap, like leather strap.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's the dude I always liked to play as. He was a, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the hell. I forgot he had that shit on there.
Yeah, Hager, Mike Hager. Or let's see. I swear that's what he had. Oh, he had a fucking weird outfit. Yeah, yeah. It was like a fucking brown pants with like a strap over his shoulder, like one strap. That's what it
says, yeah. Brown diagonal belt shoulder strap. I love that description. There's not a word for it, so they just describe it in every way possible. They use every adjective. Brown diagonal belt shoulder strap. Okay.
All right.
Mike Hagar. Yeah.
That fashion never took off, but...
No, they... Final Fight was trying to influence a generation of Americans, and it just didn't work.
Yeah. Never saw anybody rocking that.
No.
Ever!
They tried.
Hey, that's all right. That's all right. Yeah, so check that game out if you guys want to. I'm gonna fucking try to actually get a fucking game and do an in-depth review this week sometime. I need to get on the thingamadoob and look, see what we got.
You tell me what you do for the game this week. I'll do some Star Wars.
Oh yeah, there you go. I'm pretty sure they got that on fucking all streaming platforms, right?
Yeah, probably. I'll find it. I'll buy it if I have to, but we'll make sure it happens.
There you go, my friend. There you go. Did you get your meal prep ready for this week already?
No, we didn't this week. Since we were behind a day, I think we're going to do that tomorrow. But, yeah, that's why I was eating leftovers all day.
Hell yeah. Man, do you have any of that dip?
Oh, the ones that our friend Quack brought?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually had some yesterday. There was some left. That was actually pretty solid.
Yeah, which one did you like better, the wings or the what, burger or something?
There was one that was supposed to be like a buffalo. And it didn't really have a buffalo taste, but I still liked it. Did you get down on that one?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't think it was like actually like a buffalo-y, but it was still pretty good though. I got down on some of that. Yeah, you guys, I should have said that, but I was getting a little toasty towards the end there. But yeah, y'all should have taken home anything I wanted to.
Nah, it's all good. I was fucking, I don't know. I didn't get that fucked up. So.
No, you were pretty well behaved. I mean, I didn't feel like I was fucked up. I felt towards the end I was just getting tired, but I think it was just the, you know, I've noticed that if I stick with one drink, I just kind of get drained. I didn't feel like I was hammered. Maybe I was, but I didn't feel like it. I didn't think I was acting hammered or anything. I was just towards the end of the night, I was just drained, like, whew. But, man, it was great. I love hanging out all day like that and chilling.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm looks like fucking what's his name? Zach Wilson is getting traded to the fucking Broncos.
Yeah, I saw that. Old Zach.
You think he's a bust or you think he'll have a think he'll take advantage of his next chance?
Hard to say, but I have a feeling, and this is not based off of anything, I have a feeling he's going to bust.
Yeah. I think they put him in a hard situation, though, man. New York, I wouldn't want to go there if I was the Jets. Like, I don't know. They might be cursed.
Yeah, I think they're a cursed team. But, yeah, I mean, again, that's not based off of anything. It's just a feeling.
Yeah. What is it? Who's the quarterback in Denver now? They don't have Russell Wilson anymore.
No, they don't. So, man, I have not kept up with all the offseason news as much as I should.
I think it's like Jared Stidham and Ben DiNucci.
Stidham. Stidham was actually people clown on him at Auburn. Auburn's a hard place to be a decent player in the past couple of years. I thought Stidham was okay.
Yeah, I don't know about him in the NFL, though. I know he had a stint with the Raiders and I think New England.
He's probably not a bad journeyman quarterback, kind of like we were talking about backups. Yeah, good journeyman. He can probably, if you've got talent around you, he can probably fill a need, point guard a little bit and shit, but he's not going to be an all-star or anything like that.
I know Ben DiNucci was in the XFL there for a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I think the first season, right?
He might have done did they do a couple seasons?
I think they were the same as USFL, right? Or am I wrong?
I have no idea. I thought it was a couple.
Yeah, I think they were two, and then maybe more. But, yeah, he was there for sure, though.
Yeah. So.
Ben DiNucci.
Ben DiNucci, he wasn't too bad. And then I think it was the Cowboys for a little while at one point. And, yeah. So. We'll see what's going on with him this coming season, if he gets any playing time. I don't know about Zachy, but their quarterback room doesn't look that great.
No, I don't see that at all, but be interesting to see, especially after the draft this weekend.
Yes, the draft. So that begins Thursday. Round one. Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Rounds 2 to 3, Friday, April 26th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Rounds 4 through 7, Saturday, April 27th, noon Eastern Time. And it looks like this thing's going to be in Detroit. 257 picks. So we'll have Baller Buster for you on that next Monday, the 29th, folks. The first 10 draft picks, whether they will ball or bust. We'll see, folks. Stay tuned. Man. Woo! We need to get into some UFL picks. Let's see what we got here on.
We had some good games Saturday. I think you and I watched a little bit of Battlehawks early in the day. AJ McCarron showing out a little bit. 32-17 over Showboats. Birmingham game was great. I was actually glad that rain delay worked out. Kind of got to watch a little bit of both. Birmingham with a last-minute field goal, 20-18 winning. Grant Mills, that puts you as the winner of Week 4's Pick'ems, 3 out of 4. Wiss and I both were 50-52-4.
All right. Week 4. Now we're in week 5.
I got to give it credit, too. I said this last week, but besides Battlehawks just, having a showcase day, they keep these games pretty close. Birmingham, last-minute win, 2 points. There was a safety in that game, too, which was crucial. The Brahmas over the Panthers, 10 points, and then Roughnecks over the Renegades by 8 points. I like that. It makes the games a lot more interesting and tight. So I think the UFL is doing pretty good. And people criticized Birmingham for not having a lot of fans there. There was a storm that came through, knocked our electricity out for a little bit while we were all hanging out. So you can't really fault them this time, man. I mean, it is what it is. People left because it was raining and lightning. They had, a two-hour delay on that? Something like that?
Yeah, pretty booty weather all weekend.
Yeah, so, you can't fault them for wanting to get the fuck out of the stadium. I mean, kudos to the ones that stayed, but if you brought, little kids and shit, man, you're not going to sit down and wait for that shit.
Yeah, they're going to be all antsy and shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, whatever. I see that, man. That kind of pisses me off a little bit. People are like, well, Birmingham didn't have any fans there, and the true fans would have stayed. Listen, man, I like the Stallions and all that, but if I took my kids there and I'm down there, I'm not sticking through that bullshit. Not that kind of weather.
Yeah, fuck that, man. It's all nasty and shit. So, the fuck?
What the fuck?
Did you hear that?
No, what happened?
Okay, never mind. It might be just me. A fucking goddamn ad came on and I could hear it right in my fucking ear, but I don't think anybody else could.
Hey, man.
All right. So, Saturday, April the 27th, had a couple of games, 6 p.m. I'm guessing that's Eastern time. Fox, Brahmas and Renegades. What do you think?
I'm going to go Brahmas on that one.
Yeah, I'm going Brahmas.
I'm going Renegades. They're going to win one, yeah.
They're both at 6 p.m. on Fox.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Huh. All right. Stallions and Roughnecks.
Gotta go Stallions.
Yeah, I'm going Stallions.
I'm going Stallions, yeah.
And then the Sunday games, we got Battlehawks versus Defenders at 11 a.m. What are you thinking on that?
Yeah, Battlehawks for sure.
I'm taking Battlehawks.
I'm going Defenders, eh?
And the 2 p.m. game on Fox, the 11 was ESPN. 2 p.m. game on Fox is the Panthers versus the Showboats. What are you thinking?
Panthers have actually done pretty decent here and there. I mean, they look like a good team. Showboats, they were good last year. Gave Birmingham a run for their money here and there. But I like the Panthers.
I'm going Panthers, baby.
Baby thinks I'm a showboat. Yeah, I'm going with Memphis. Showboat.
That's stupid. Yeah, but all right.
A showboat.
All right, so there you go. We got some UFL picks for you.
It's been good this year. I think they're getting some ratings in. I think people are attending a little more. Again, this weekend for Birmingham doesn't really count. It was also Talladega weekend, and a storm came through, so can't fault it. I'm being defended. I'm defending Birmingham's attendance. I need to go to some of the games. I really do when they come. I know we talked about that. We might have to get down next time.
Hell yeah. And it looks like the Broncos acquire Zach Wilson and a 7th-round pick from the Jets for a 6th-round pick. All right, so see what all Zachy boy does this coming season, folks. Bada boom, bada bing, bada bing, bada bing, bada bing, bada bing. So, you got any big shit popping this week, Jay Wiggy?
Nothing, man. Getting back into the saddle and work. Not excited about that. And on the countdown to our trip. Looking forward to that. Other than that, no, man, nothing exciting. I've trying to get back into a good, healthy schedule. I like to allow myself those nights hanging out with the boys, slamming some beers, some cigars, things like that.
Have you got back into Jeet Kune Do yet?
No, I haven't. No real reason. I know the schedule's changed a bit, and we've kind of flopped schedules in the house, so... wife's working out more in the evening, so I have not. I want to get back soon, but I'm also, I just need to find the time right now, and especially with a new job and stuff, it really hasn't been optimal, to say the least, on trying to get this.
Didn't it used to be on, like, Thursday night or something?
Yeah, Wednesday and Thursday. They're still down there. I mean, same time, 7 o'clock. It's just now Better Half's taking a class at 7 o'clock too, so it's just getting a little tough, man. If I'm only going to be able to make it once a week, I don't know if that's going to be worth it. And I hate that because I really do enjoy it, but you know how it is. Going to go downtown, do it, then come back home, then you got to try to find a eat and shit and all the other things going on in life. You got to kind of see if it's going to be worth it or not. But I probably will get back down there pretty soon at some point.
I got you, man. Yeah. Well, I thought, yeah. It seemed like you was really into it there for a minute.
Yeah, I am, man. I mean, after the surgery, I went down there once and just hasn't, they were doing some schedule changes. The schedule changes kind of conflicted with, what she's wanting to do now and then having kids and swapping them around, man. It's just tough. Trying to make times work, especially when it's not exactly, I mean, it's not far away. It's only like 20, 25 minutes away, but you know, that hour, then you're there an hour and a half. So 3 hour night, when you total it up, being an adult man sometimes sucks.
Man, just drop the kids off at the King's Ranch.
I can always bring them at the King's Ranch. I can always bring them. Maybe they'll just get into it and shit. Hell.
There you go.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Hello. Yeah. Yeah, buddy. Well, we got the upcoming week. Well, it's already been Monday, so, you know, a few more days. And hope everybody has a good weekend coming up here. So, you have any last thoughts or final thoughts or quotations, just anything at all before we shut her down tonight there, J-Wig?
I've always got something. We are going to... I think I've got a Star Wars homework assignment this week. Keep me on point with that. You've got a video game assignment this week, right? Or a chess assignment. What's your assignment this week?
I'll try to do both of them maybe and come up short.
I may do that too, but I saw this quote. I liked it. "Life's too mysterious to take too serious" by Mary Engelbright. I don't know who that is, but I kind of like that.
Mary Engelbright. All right, folks. That's a good quotation to take with you tonight, everyone. Wissy.
I mean, my quotation is, "Love, baby, I'm not holler at a player."
Okay, cool. Everybody check out the old episodes. 137 just got voted up by the World Podcast Network. Check that out. Check out the older episodes, very old episodes, semi-new episodes, And, I hope all you have a great weekend coming up. I don't really have any quotations or anything like that, but hope that I have a good one. And we'll see you back here 9:30 in the Dirty Central Time. Have a good one.
Hello.
Brody, get in the chair.